magnetic north. And so it may start here in the doctor's office, in front of a no longer blank page, or at home when I find myself unmoored from a body whose borders I can't define. The edges of unknowing begin to recede like the thickened ice that pulls away from the pond's ragged shore, leaving a dark liquid space, unadorned and much too deep, though it's just a thin rift, nothing a late snow couldn't cover like a fragile promise. But the truth, it seems, like me, is as restless as the Earth's magnetic North Pole, constantly in motion, never quite where we expect it to be, changing course, tilting away. Each test rules out what isn't or cannot be until something sticks. A sense of division defines this new landscape, the before and after me. My magnetic north, fluid, inconstant, yet not wrong. And now that I'm here, this is the path I must walk.